they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break up in groups, and whoever decides to can go and sit in the chair in the middle, and everyone's going to lay their hands on them, and we're going to pray the following prayer. God, bring forth the healing of whoever this person is, just as you would have it. It was a really interesting way to pray, because you weren't required to tell the people in your group what they were praying over. You didn't have to share the deep, dark secrets of your life, but you had these prayerful people praying over you that God would bring forth the healing of whatever issue that you were holding before God, just as He would have it. I did not know that night how dangerous it is to pray that prayer. Because there was this deep piece of brokenness in my life that had been there a long, long time, that being arrogant and self-righteous, I had decided was, like Paul, my thorn in the flesh. Well, I thought, well, why not? We'll see if the Presbyterians have any prayer juice. So they prayed that God would bring forth my healing just as He would have it. And He did. And He did it in an extraordinarily painful, humiliating way. Wasn't my choice. It was His. But I'm healed. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The moment is coming when all prayer will cease, when every knee will bow, when we'll no longer see through a glass darkly, but face to face, when it will have all been said and there'll be nothing left to say. Well, maybe one word. Amen. To the glory of God.